This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I know Answer Man is a sexist, right? Quite offensively. Are you offended by Answer Man? You're not? Okay, good. That's why we love Leah. It's also singular. It's not plural. And we have many answer people here. You got questions, we got answers. That's what we're doing this hour. This was a product of, I don't know, I think it was a question about DOT. Somebody called in and wanted to know why they needed to still have an appointment to get something done at the DMV, new tabs or license plates or whatever. And we said, good question. We got Bill Panos, the head of DOT, on to answer your questions and several others. But very informative. So I told our fine producer, Chris Larson, I said, let's just do an Answer Man hour where we can get people answers to questions they have that maybe are, you know, nagging or whatever. So anything goes. Any question, we'll dig it up. If we don't know the answer to it, we'll get the right person on. We'll get it answered. So we already have a few questions. One was, did some member of Congress kneel for the pledge? Right now we have no known members of the Congress that have done that. Somebody heard something somewhere, but it's not there. Another asked a question about, this was me, this is my question, for a listener who wanted to know if the fact that the cases in Burley and Morton County, had spiked was due to more mask wearing. He was like, you know, because there was a report out there, a report from Study 2015, talked about increasing your chances of getting sick with a mask. So he was connecting the dots there. So that prompted my question. I think that might be a case of more testing leads to more cases. Here's what we found out. Based on the data from the North Dakota Department of Health, there have been 39,948 tests conducted in Burley, 12,791 tests conducted in Morton. In conversations our producer Chris Larson has had with state officials, more testing does equal more positives. All right, so what I'm curious of to add to that question, another next layer of information is the 39,000 in Burley and the 12,000 in Morton an increase? In other words, does the additional positives track with additional cases? More so than, you know, how many total tests have been conducted because there's a spike of late. That's why they have this task force, so we want to know. All right? So one additional question there. We have a text question already related to the Department of Human Services. I think it's where we probably could get the best answer on this. I'll read that, and then we'll give you the numbers and the text, and you can send more of these our way on the program today. Okay? Let's see where that one is. Okay, it says, morning, guys. I enjoy your show every morning. And every word's kind of nice to hear, isn't it, fellas?
Absolutely.
Every morning. Yeah, every morning. I want to know how it's possible that social workers and others can threaten to take away children, revoke construction licenses, and tell neighbors to report people who leave their houses if one member of the household tests positive for the coronavirus. There's nothing private anymore. I may not hear your response on the show. All right, we'll send that to you, too. We're tracking an answer on that from someone at the Department of Human Services to find out what the proper protocol is there. If you have a question you seek an answer to that we can help with, please call us today at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503, or call us 800-228-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Don't forget, we have the Oasis Petroleum Hotline. So that's the answer line 24-7 all the time. Make a comment. Just want to quickly get your message in. Not have to wait on hold for to be the next caller. Just leave my message. Here's my comment. Here's my question. That's the Oasis Petroleum Beat, the Buffalo Hotline that you can call at 855-200-1776. Another question we had earlier, have governors banned hydro, Kevin?
Hydroxychloroquine. There you go, buddy.
Okay, yeah. I just got
no,
to look
hydrochloroquine,
at it.
Hydrochloroquine, not hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine.
That's hydroxychloroquine, yeah.
What did you say, Todd?
Hydrochloroquine.
Never mind.
Yeah,
hydroxychloroquine.
I've heard it said a thousand different ways.
That's how you say it.
Yeah. It's the hydroxy stuff.
Take it from Dr. Kevin.
Anyway, the question was,
a billion times.
Have governors banned hydroxychloroquine? The answer is no. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer did not ban it, according to the Associated Press. Michigan's Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs released a memo in March asking for physicians and pharmacists not to stockpile it. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has barred pharmacists from dispensing it unless they have a prescription from a doctor. Well, wouldn't that be always? What's the deal with that?
Yeah.
Doug Ducey's got issues, if you ask me. He's a big snowflake down there. Nanny state. A governor of the Republican Party should not be, you know, oh, pharmacists, you can't do that. Let pharmacists be pharmacists. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in March banned pharmacists from dispensing it. Well, we're not surprised there, except when a prescription was described for a U.S. FDA-approved drug. New Jersey Attorney General issued an administrative order imposing statewide restrictions on prescribing it. So it wasn't the governor, but there was the AG. And in Nevada, their governor signed an emergency regulation limiting the prescription and issuance of it. There again, all of those governors should be in the doghouse. Let a doctor and a patient figure that out. Doctor gives the patient a prescription, they go get it, get out of it, butt out of it. It's crazy. Whether you like it or not, that should be the way it is. And one other note from last hour, an insightful listener sent us a note reminding us that the doctor from Nigeria said that a combination of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and zithromycin was the ticket. It isn't just hydro. It's those other things as well. Zinc, obviously, you can get without a prescription, zithromycin, and isn't it an antibiotic? I think it's
an antibiotic. Yeah. And her point, and the other, I watched before they took the website down. I watched the summit and the presser, and she just said there's these are different drugs for different patients. We have patients with diabetes, patients with, you know.
Yeah, but I think she did say those in combination curing. That was a cure in her view.
Yep.
For it. Again, if she's my doctor, then I'm going to trust her. I'm not. It's up to me, not a governor. Governor shouldn't decide what drugs you can and can't take. That's ridiculous. Neither should attorney generals or the fake news media, for that matter. All right, next answer man question comes from Ethan in Kildare. Go ahead, Ethan.
Good morning, guys. I have a question on behalf of a friend of mine. He applied for a passport renewal on May 26th, sent it in priority mail, and he's selling his house here in North Dakota. He closes on Friday. He's moving to Alaska, his property up there. And he cannot drive through Canada without his passport. And he called, you know, whatever department handles that, and they basically told him that it's going to still be months and months before he could possibly get his passport. And so I'm just wondering, is there another avenue that we can take? This is kind of an emergency situation because he's got him and his wife and their four kids. And
wow.
Yeah, they need to drive up to their property.
This is one I can actually answer because I've heard people before get help. Your congressional delegation, Senator Kramer, Senator Hovind, Congressman Armstrong, each would have people that could deal with that. So, and what they do is make a call and just say, hey, we need to move this one to the top of the pile. So I would suggest your friend, if he knows somebody in one of the offices, great. Otherwise, just call any of them. Senator Cramer, Senator Hovind, Senator or Congressman Armstrong, and they'll be able to help even.
Okay, great. So much. I appreciate it so much.
You bet. Yep, that is one avenue. I answered a question! I can't even believe it. Yeah, yeah.
You're the man. Good job.
Hey, one more thing, Scott. You're supposed to get lunch with me in Killdeer sometime. I called in about a year ago. You said you're going to come get lunch with me. Brother.
Where were we going to go again? There was a great burger joint up there, as I recall.
Yeah, Nana Lil's.
Nana Lil's. Yeah, exactly right. So here's the deal. I've not been to Killdeer since I told you that, but it's on my brain. I haven't forgotten it. Trust me on this one thing. I'm going to put you on hold so Daniel gets your number. So I'm sure I have still have your number. I think I do. I've got it in my notes that I just put it in as Killdeer and Nana Lil's. But darn it, anyway, I haven't been to Killdeer. Haven't been there. Haven't been through there. I got to make a special trip very soon. Hang on, Ethan. We'll do that. Don't let me forget when I tell you I'm going to have lunch with you at one of these fun little burger joints. We love those stories, so we'll get that number from him. Mike and Ted with questions stacked up. Next on What's Up,
Ryan Wiggy is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The hour. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains is brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Petroleum Council is, of course, like everybody right now, watching the uncertainty in the world today, but despite all that, wants you to know they'll be back better than ever before, working day and night to do just that, committed to using the talent, the resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And together, keep North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org, ndoilfoundation.org. You guys know who Louis Gohmert is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Congressman from Texas.
Yep.
He's one of those, I love the guy. I was actually down on the border with him a year ago, just exactly a year ago, and got to know him even a little bit better. I'd interviewed him over the years, but he's just one of those relentless guys that just stands for what he believes in constantly and is dismissed as a gadfly by the left and everything else. But he's, you know, he's just represents his constituents in Texas and does it well. Maggie Haberman, who is a one of the Trump-hating New York Times reporters, is now bragging on Twitter the following. Louis Gohmert, who refused to wear a mask, test positive for coronavirus. So it's like, ah! Meanwhile, I'm seeing him on TV right now with a mask, by the way, from the hearings yesterday. So as usual, Maggie Haberman, fake news. But who does that? Who thinks it's you know, cute and funny to say, well, you didn't wear a mask? These people are just they're unbelievable. And when I say these people, it is the Biden crew, it is the media, it is the vile left, it is the protesters. They just they're it's I can't even believe it. I mean, I do have to think that if you're running one of these hearings and somebody's watching it and someone says, can I have a 5-minute break? And you say no, you get a sense of what a jerk that person is. Don't you guys? You think that kind
Absolutely.
Of, you think that resonates with people? I hope so. In case you missed that exchange, here, turn me up there, Kev. This is Bill Barr testifying in the House Judiciary Committee yesterday and the chairman, Nadler, in a little exchange here. Listen.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman, could we take a 5-minute
break? Dean is recognized.
Could we take a 5-minute break, Mr. Chairman?
No.
That's a common courtesy,
Mr. Dean is
Chairman,
recognized.
Of every witness.
I waited 45, an hour for you this morning. I haven't had lunch. I'd like to take a five-minute break.
Mr. Attorney General, we are almost finished. We're going to be finished in a few minutes. Otherwise, we can certainly take a break. But
you're real clapping.
Well, okay. After this, if you still come, we'll have a break.
No, he wants a break now.
You want it now?
And you just mentioned rudeness. I think we're seeing it on display. Let's let the Attorney General have a break.
Committee will stand in recess now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Isn't that nice? I think people get that, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
They see that and hear that. That was Jim Jordan that did the most defending there. Pretty good. What a friend of yours on Facebook just say about Jim Jordan?
He wrote, as awesome and on point as Jerry Nadler is, Jim Jordan, the former wrestling coach, is at the opposite end of the human chain. Nadler, on point and awesome.
I think that person is in the financial advice department.
He is.
Yeah, I
thought he was a lot smarter.
No.
I did. I consider him a friend, and I literally thought he was a lot smarter, but he's not, apparently.
Be very careful. Careful. Anyway, back to it here on What's on Your Mind. Mike in Wyoming, question or comment? Go ahead.
Well, my question kind of is, I don't understand what all these people like in Portland, Seattle, because in my area, if a bunch of people came to town and started wrecking a state, public, federal, I don't care what kind of building it is, we're not going to stand for it. We're going to have hundreds of people out there stopping it and protecting the people we know are supposed to be protecting that building. Because I don't understand why around Seattle they don't go in there. They don't get 1,000 people to get around that building at night and just say, you know what, boys, here we go.
Now, here's
because
the deal. What
you
described, by the way, is what Governor Burgum did to end the insanity of a protest that was a riot and a federal, unlawful encampment on federal land in North Dakota, right? You basically give them tons of warnings, and then you just go in and clear it out. That's what you have to do, and they will eventually go. The problem is, this is North Dakota, that's Portland. So the answer to your question, Mike, is number one, the police have retreated from the area. The Portland police will not go in there. Do you know why? Because the mayor has said they can't use, what are they called again? Chemical
irritants.
Chemical irritants.
Yes.
Known as pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
They can't use it. They've basically said, we're going to make it harder to do your job. So they retreat. The feds go down there. They have only one job in mind, defending the federal courthouse, which is now looks like Alcatraz. They've had to put barriers around it and cement barricades and fences and everything else and not allowed to do their job. So
the problem is, Scott, is like when I see New York and I see those cities where they're trashing people's businesses, I take that personal because that's a person's business. That's their private stuff. And it's not a very far jump for someone to decide, well, maybe you don't need two cars. Maybe you don't need a boat. Maybe I should take that boat from you. And so if we don't protect people's private businesses, it's not a far jump that they're going to start taking stuff from people and just say, you know what? I'm taking that. That's mine. You don't deserve that.
No, I agree with you. And it's all about a lack of leadership in Portland. Here's the deal. The people, I don't know if you've seen this in Portland, but they have the courthouse, and then they have like this little park across the street, and there is an encampment in the park, okay? And what they do is sleep there all day and riot at night. Now, that'd be pretty easy to go there when everybody's in sleeping bags or, you know, whatever, and say, goodbye, gone. You know, you got a chance to leave here on your own, or we'll put you in a paddy wagon, right? The problem is, Portland agrees with the protesters. Portland agrees with the rioters. They're in the same camp.
I agree. It's something. Something's got to be done about all this because it's going to spread, and when they get out to our area, they ain't going to make it.
If you want to do anything about it, do everything in your power to make sure Donald Trump is elected president and Joe Biden is defeated in November. Because
trust me, I am.
That's all we can do at this point. We can't fix Portland. You can't fix stupid. But you can fix common sense rule of law in the United States. Ted and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Say, this is probably a question that Kevin could probably answer. It's more like his expertise. I heard the other night I was listening to Alex Jones on your station, and I only caught part of the interview. He's doing an interview with Ted Nugent. And I heard something about that Governor Cuomo had banned him from the state of New York because of his political views. And I just can't understand how people can just do what they want, you know, because they have a certain amount of power. And my second question is for you, Scott. How come you don't have a nice big flagpole in front of your building? It's such a nice building, and it would look just great off the interstate. I see it every morning. Actually, I'm parked up across the street from it every day. I don't know if you ever noticed why I pick up truck the beacon. I'm the flagger across the street from you. I'm out here every day now until this very wall is done. And
all right. Hang on, Ted. Don't go anywhere. We'll answer both questions when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Fest, Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new pandemic-related stimulus bill continue. The Kentucky Republican saying there is zero chance, though, that America can get back to normal if businesses get sued because of the pandemic, which is why he says
no bill will be put on the Senate floor that does not have liability protection.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill as proposed just doesn't cut it.
It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
The New York Democrat says the bill is full of giveaways to corporations. The number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths has passed 150,000, and Florida, Arkansas, Oregon, and Montana all saw their highest single-day death toll from the virus yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
I'm going to dream a little and go to the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 website with you, take you on a little tour. Our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Bismarck, in West Fargo, in Grand Forks. They have a location in Bemidji out at the lakes there. That's right. They have a sale going on. Actually, there's always some special, always some financing offer, always some. They really are fantastic about it. So just come on in. See the folks at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Right now, inventory is the big challenge because these things are flying off the shelf because people have said, all right, my new normal is spending more time at home, so I'm going to do it with some wellness products to make me better. Above the water, below the water, physically, mentally, it works. And that's what a hot tub does for you. The sauna is the thing I'm really revved up about now because of some of the research that I've read about this. Dig into this a little bit. Look at the research that's out there. I heard a presentation from a doctor, two doctors the other day, talking about going through all these things. Heart disease is a number of different things, saying, okay, with sauna use, without it. And, you know, you're better. You're better in every possible way with time in a sauna. So, but there's fun, too, there. Billiards, game tables. They have swim spas. They have beautiful patio furniture, some of the best stuff you'll ever own. It's that Tropitone is the brand name. And, you know, we leave ours out winter, summer, you know, all the time. It's incredibly durable. So locations to serve you, or just give them a call and say, hey, how about one of these? They'll do a little online tour of the products you have, they have as well if you'd like it. 844-200-7727. That's their toll-free telephone number. 844-200-7727. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Okay, so Ted in Fargo first wanted to know from you, Kevin, if it was true that Ted Nugent had been banned from New York.
I have not heard that, but I can find out.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No, I haven't heard that, no.
Oh, okay. So I thought he was spending the break researching that question for you, Ted. I apologize, but
I didn't hear that one earlier.
Yeah.
I was looking at another question.
It was for you. He wanted us specifically for you to answer that question. So we'll get it. We'll get him to work on that one, Ted.
Give me a minute. I'll call Bull Hunting World.
And I'll ask you on the flag, or answer you on the flag question. You're not the first to say, well, let's see. You guys have your studios along I-29 in Fargo, and we drive by a lot. And we don't see a flag flying from there. And truth of the matter is, Jim, the flagpole guy, marvelous man, but a very busy man, putting in flagpoles all across the USA. And I told Jim, you get to ours when you get to ours. You know, we got customers all over, and his backlog is phenomenal. from people ordering flags. So the truthful answer is one is on the way. It's in the Tyranny assault vehicle. It's making its way across North Dakota, and we will indeed have, do we do 40-footer? 30 or 40-footer, I forget. But a decent-sized one out there, all well lit up in the whole thing. So,
okay, I have an answer for you. No, Congressman Clay Higgins and rock legend Ted Nugent didn't bail on a Back the Blue rally, and neither did the other. And basically what it was fake news.
No, I think his question was whether Ted was banned.
No, Ted was not banned. They had a great MC for the deal, keynote speaker, and then Ted played the national anthem. We had rock and roll legend Ted Nugent fly in for the national anthem, and Clay Higgins was the keynote speaker. Neither one of them was banned.
Now, the other fact checker here, our ace Chris Larson, said that according to law enforcement today, they banned Ted Nugent from that rally, the Back the Blue rally.
Nope. Congressman... Congressman Clay Higgins and Ted Nugent were not allowed to attend the event, and that apparently comes directly from Governor Cuomo's office.
We're not allowed?
I got to keep reading here.
Ted, we'll keep working on this for you.
Yeah, keep working on
it. What you just read there sounds like he's saying he is banned.
Yeah.
So we'll check that out, Ted.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Thank you.
Get you a firm answer. It'd be fair for you to be a little confused right now, because I am. But we're going to try and get which source is right here and get the right one, so we'll do that for you, and the flag's on the way. So, hang tight. Let's go to Burke County, great part of North Dakota. Ron, what's on your mind?
I'd like to update my experience with hydroxychloroquine. My doctor in Mayo diagnosed me with lupus 25 years ago. And put me on hydroxychloroquine. He wanted me on the name brand, which I've been on, which is, the name brand is called Plaquenil. He started me off initially for the first year with 200 milligram tablets, started off with two a day. And after a year, he wanted me to drop down to one and see how it goes. And I've had very good control. I've been on it for 25 years, and I've had no complaints and no side effects at all. A couple times I've taken Z-Pack with it when I had a cold, and I had no complications there. And I do take zinc vitamins every day. So,
what a combo! Now,
a lot of,
what do you think? A lot of rumors
going on about it. And as far as I'm concerned, it's 100% safe. And there is one complication: you can go up to 4 tablets a day. At 3 and 4 tablets a day, after a period of a year or more, it can damage your eyes. So he said, at my rate, it never should. I get my eyes tested, start with twice a year, and then after a few years, you drop back to once a year, and I've never had any damage, but I am at the low rate. I think for the virus, I think they're using 2 tablets a day from what I've heard. So, that help anything?
That does. It does. And I think, you know, there again, this is why it's so bizarre to me, okay? Because what you describe in the way of a treatment has existed for 60 years.
Yes.
This isn't some new experimental thing. It's been around for 60 years, okay? And
it's,
people like
it's
you...
malaria. It's anti-malaria medicine is what it is.
Right. That's where it came from. It was a cure for malaria. A treatment for malaria. Think about that and the game changer that was after the Vietnam War and how many people came back with malaria and everything else. So you're right. And later they used it for lupus and other things, other treatments as well. But it's been used for 60 years. So why now, when somebody says, hey, this is working on COVID patients? I mean, this doctor from Nigeria says people come in, they think they have a death sentence because they have COVID and they have diabetes or some other underlying health condition, and they don't have a death sentence. I've treated 350 of them with this, which you just described, and you've used safely. And it works. So,
well, I think the reason is this started off as a virus. Now it's all politics.
Yeah.
And there's not enough money in hydroxychloroquine. When I'm on brand name, it costs me $10 a day above insurance. I think the generic is almost nothing. So, other thing is everything. I've been doing some research. The main benefit of it is long-term, or start taking it immediately at the very first sign. apparently the response is not very good if you take it when you're sick in the hospital. It's too late. You have to start at the very first sign. And I think as your Australian African doctor, and I know Australia has done the same thing, they're taking it at the very first sign of the virus.
Well, again, talk to your doctor. Tell him you hear good things about this. You want to try this if you end up in that situation. That should be the end of the discussion. It should be between patient and doctor. As you said, it stopped being a virus and started being political, and then everything got insane. And this is one classic example of how. I mean, the idea that a drug for 60 years of success is instantly shunned by the media and Democratic politicians only because Donald Trump talked about it, because he heard about it from people who used it, should tell you everything you need to know. It's disgusting. People care more about their political gain than they do about people getting well. Crazy. Brandon and Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Wanted to talk about that Ted Nugent issue. And so what happened, and I read an article yesterday, is they were going to have a Back the Blue rally in New York, and Ted Nugent and Higgins were going to fly in to do the national anthem. And initially, the governor refused to allow the police to have an escort and provide security for them initially, in danger of being prosecuted. And so they found a different source, Blue Knights, to do the security. And then the governor pulled his wild card and said that if they were going to come into the state, he was going to quarantine them for 2 weeks, forced quarantine. So that's how he enforced that issue.
Pretty much the whole deal there, yep.
That's right, yeah. And now as far as hydroxychloroquine, if you're looking to why they don't want to let you use it, first of all, they want to sell a very expensive vaccine that they're getting billions of your tax dollars to fund. And if you dig down into it, it probably won't work because antibodies for COVID are in their studies, they don't last longer than 2 or 3 months. So what's the point of a vaccine? It won't work. You'd have to get multiple doses of it. And for all you folks that want to get vaccinated, you should look into Bill Gates and how big he is into the vaccine industry, and also his talks that he's given on world depopulation, as well as his botched companies that have done botched vaccinations in other countries, India and Africa, for example, and his polio vaccine. The guy is a criminal. He should be put in prison.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate the call very much. Texter says, once again, this is Jay from Battle Lake. However, I'm filling up with anger and frustration about this COVID panic. Since it has been discovered that hydroxychloroquine has been used for a treatment with success, why are we letting anyone die? It's like a surgeon on the Civil War not amputating a leg because they were going to wait for a better saw. No one needs to die. I think that's what the doctor was so animated about. She's saying, look, knock it off. That's why these people are going away from their practices, going to Capitol Hill and forming organizations and saying, come on, let's do this, because they feel that strongly about it.
One more caveat on the Ted Nugent, Clay Higgins thing. I'm just going to tell you quick. They had 6,300 RSVPs on Facebook, and Facebook took the page down.
Yeah, there again. How does that work?
Yep.
How does that work, even with these doctors? It's their opinion. They're what Facebook's for? My gosh. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Dana and Judd has a question for moi. And the Answer Man, one final segment when we continue, brought to you by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. Come visit Tioga and experience a different point of view. TiogaND.org. Great resource right there. TiogaND.org. Check it out.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days. and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com. PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5 ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10 foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Everyone is essential in Minnesota, especially our students. Some people are talking about not reopening schools this fall, but we can't let our kids fall further behind. Everybody knows online learning is no substitute for being in the classroom. We cannot stay shut down forever. The majority of parents agree. It is time to reopen Minnesota schools. Add your name to the growing list of parents at openmnschools.com. That's openmnschools.com.
Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
So soft. I feel like I should do it this way. What's on your mind?
Powered. I can't just do it like that. Powered by Schwann Buick. It doesn't sound powered if I do it that soft. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. The red, white, and you sale going on right now. You can shop one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. New shipments, fresh trades arriving daily. You are sure to find a vehicle for your lifestyle. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukon, Silverados, Equinoxes, Malibus, and Cruises. Some with very low miles and payments as low as $199 a month and all with our lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Oh, you're going to want to go to this, Todd. I just got an invite to a Republican convention hosted by Never Trumpers. Yeah.
What? Okay. Where
yep,
is this?
Todd, you want to go to that? Yeah. They're going to have a Never Trumper convention. You can't make it up.
Are they going to have pepper spray or some other irritant? Maybe
yeah.
Cut some onions and throw them at us?
And
us cry?
They say former FBI agent James Comey is going to be there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Never Trumpers.
What did Todd say?
Pepper spray.
Deep Trump movement there. I don't know what that is. That's sort of like what I understand happened last weekend with Rick Becker and the Bastiat caucus. They evidently are planning a third-party move, which I actually think is perfectly appropriate. I think you've got a group of libertarians there that don't want the Republican majority to succeed. They have a different vision, different idea for both the party and everything else. Perfect. That's, you know, go to a third party. That's perfect. I think that makes perfect sense. And hope they get that organized by the time the legislature comes up. I'm sure there'll be a phone booth in somewhere they can meet in. But, you know, it's not the biggest group. But who knows? They'll build from there. A lot of the things they stand for are basic sort of Republican principles. How they go about them and how they are led is, I think, the challenge here.
Happening at the meeting room at the IHOP? Is that what they're doing?
I don't know. I got to tell you about a great homegrown company before we get to our final calls here. Advanced Business Methods. That's where we go when we need an upgrade on our copiers, printers, any kind of office equipment. What I love about them is they're employee-owned. They're based right here. So the money stays in your community. They're in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, Dickinson. They're everywhere. And they know today's printers are high-end computers. You know, data and analytics, they help you track usage, how to save money on that job. All that's good. But, you know, hackers can get into your servers through your printers. Not good. And that's why Advanced Business Methods is the ones you want to go to, because they understand the security risks. They set up the encryption, the firewalls to keep the outside world out. Find out more. ABM Now. Advanced Business Methods, abmnow.com. That's abmnow.com. Dana and Judd, your question for me is what?
Good morning, everyone. First, I want to commend South Dakota for stepping up and helping their local butcher plants. I got my half of pork and half of beef. It's delicious.
We talked to the governor about that earlier today, and she's saying there's like up to 16 smaller processing plants and more coming. That's sort of been their way to tackle this issue, so I love that too.
My question is, what's the chance of you meeting up with me personally? I've been calling your show, and you've been always pretty courteous in letting me speak up on what I'm thinking. So I can explain to you what happened to me that made me so politically involved. And then you can decide whether I should have the right to come on your show and lay out my idea on how to fix it.
Well, sure. I never mind chatting with listeners. There's hardly an event that I go to, a place I go to, that people don't come up and have an opinion as far as like a, you know, scheduled time, place. I actually don't sort of have that kind of free time to be able to talk with the listeners, as much as I love you all. It's a challenge. But if there's something in particular that you're working on that you want to let me know about, that maybe you can send me, and then I can get a pen, Dana, and I'll give you the address. You can send me the info. And then we will do everything in our power to sit down and visit with you, okay? Mr. Producer Man, have we got an answer back from the Department of Human Services yet?
We have not.
Okay, all right. So that one may have to come tomorrow. That was one we had outstanding. I think there might have been one other. A lot of these we've been able to get answers for, which is good. Lauren in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lauren.
Yes, sir. My answer is, if the president can form a space force, perhaps he could form a drone force for the police department so they could use drones instead of human bodies.
Well, I think they do. And I think they
do?
Yeah, well, I know one particular incident that I was involved in where someone had... it was missing, and they were thought to be a risk for suicide, and the police department was out, and they used a drone going up and down trying to find that individual. So they have them. I know that. And I remember also at the DAPL riots with the eco-terrorists, they were all mad because there were drone surveillance, which, the idea that you can break the law, and not have drone surveillance seems a little silly to me, but...
Perhaps I'm using the wrong term. I'm not sure what term I should be using. A type of machine that would actually do the physical, like in protests, instead of using policemen to with their shields and stuff, like something like a tank, unmanned vehicle.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So that they are you talking about using a drone as a weapon rather than just surveillance?
Yeah, beyond surveillance, not necessarily a weapon.
I don't know. That's one we'll have to get an answer on. I don't know We'll check maybe with a couple law enforcement agencies and see what they're using. Ed and Dickinson, I'm very sorry we're not going to get to you because he wanted to talk about axe throwing, and I did too. Don't forget PetroServe USA today for lunch today. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And the 4-for-4 deal. Tell them Scott sent you.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.